This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Welcome back to another session of our empowerment series, wherein we will discuss a word with which we all can identify: fear. However, after today's discussion, all should be inspired or encouraged, realizing that we can live in victory every day without fear. Current events have embedded fear into the hearts of many. They feel as if there is nowhere out for them. But be encouraged by today's discussion. In my reading of Romans 8:31, it read, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Keeping that in mind, our selected topic for the discussion is, because you have God on your side, there is no reason to fear. Trust in God's power, even in difficult times. He's powerful, he's almighty, and he says to us, do not be afraid. The phrase, if God be for us, nobody will be able to stop us, resonates deeply with many individuals across various cultures and religions. This powerful statement, rooted in faith and spirituality, encapsulates the belief that divine support, meaning intervention of God, can empower individuals to overcome any obstacle. It is a testament to the strength and resilience that faith can instill in a person, providing a sense of invincibility and unwavering confidence. At its core, this phrase suggests that with God's support, one can face any challenge with courage and determination. It implies that divine favor provides a shield against adversities, making the seemingly impossible achievable. This belief is not just a source of comfort, but also a driving force that propels individuals to strive for greatness regardless of the hurdles they encounter. Now, when an athlete, while running a race, knocks down a hurdle, he does not stop to pick it up. He continues to run in an effort to scale the next hurdle. The concept of divine support is prevalent in many religious texts and teachings. For instance, in Christianity, the Bible frequently emphasizes God's unwavering support for his followers. Romans 8:31 states, if God is for us, who can be against us? This verse reassures believers that with God's backing, no force can prevail against them. It encourages them to trust in God's plan and remain steadfast in their faith, even in the face of adversity. Trust his plan. Trust the master weaver who planned the whole design. Similarly, in Islam, the Quran highlights the importance of relying on God's support. Surah Ali Imran 3:160 states, if Allah helps you, none can overcome you. If he forsakes you, who is there after him that can help you? This verse underscores the belief that divine assistance is paramount and that true strength lies in one's faith in God. Yes, God feels great. He is honored when we trust him, especially when we don't know the outcome. We're leaning and depending on him who has all the answers. The idea that divine support can lead to success is not limited to religious contexts. It also finds relevance in everyday life, where individuals draw strength from their faith to navigate challenges. For many, the belief that a higher power is guiding and protecting them provides a sense of purpose and direction. It instills a positive mindset, encouraging them to persevere and remain hopeful, even when circumstances seem bleak. Moreover, this belief fosters a sense of community or a sense of togetherness and solidarity among believers. Knowing that others share the same faith and trust in divine support creates a bond that transcends individual struggles. It promotes a collective resilience where people support and uplift each other, confident that they are all under the same divine protection. It's important that we support one another. We uplift each other. We hold up one another. And that will help us to be confident in the fact that there is hope, that we will win because God is with us. And there is no reason to fear. However, it is essential to recognize that this belief does not imply a life free of challenges. Instead, it emphasizes the strength to overcome them. Faith in divine support does not guarantee an absence of difficulties, but rather provides the fortitude to face and conquer them. It encourages individuals to take proactive steps, guided by their faith, to achieve their goals. When others observe the fact that you are putting your trust, your faith in the higher power, and it's working on your behalf, they are encouraged also. Now, when you have been deeply hurt or wounded, it's difficult to rebuild trust in others. However, in order for you to be healed or to overcome, you must put your trust in God in every walk of life. Even though you may not understand why these occurrences are taking place in your life, there is no reason to fear because you have God on your side. He is very much aware of Satan's tactics to destroy you, for he, God, is the silent listener to every conversation, knowing the thoughts of the enemies. In this battle, you may sometimes feel outnumbered, but nevertheless, have no fear. You are a winner. I'm saying that to you. Now you say it to yourself. I am a winner. I am a winner. Let me share this with you. In my readings about Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah, I'm going to give you a capsule version of an occurrence in his life. It won't be the entire story, but it will encourage you to have faith in God, especially when you know he's on your side. Now, Jehoshaphat taught against paganism that existed during his time, and he also restored order in worship. Even though he had certain weaknesses, he had faith in God, which brought success or good to him along with the people of God. Now, Jehoshaphat heard of the fact that he had some enemies against him, and they were coming for him. They wanted to destroy him. And these three people groups came to destroy Judah, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Edomites. And Jehoshaphat knew that he was outnumbered, and he feared. Now, this was not the spirit of fear, but it was the type of fear that should drive us to the Lord, which it did for Jehoshaphat. Knowing that he was outnumbered, he called for a national fast and looked to God for strength. And while they were fasting in the congregation, God, the Spirit of the Lord, spoke through Jahaziel, a Levite, and he told him, he said unto Jehoshaphat, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." In other words, when you know you are outnumbered, just feel confident that you're going to be a winner when the Lord God is on your side. And then he said, Jahaziel encouraged them by the word of the Lord, saying, "You won't even need to fight this battle, but just set yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And he said, don't fear, have no fear, don't even be dismayed, for tomorrow this battle is yours. And when God is on your side, you notice that God knows where the enemy is. And that's what he shared with Jehoshaphat. He told him where they would be. And you go on down to the battle, and don't you worry about all you do. You just get some singers. After Jehoshaphat consulted with the people, according to what God had said, he did get those singers, and they headed on down to the battle, having faith in God, even though they were outnumbered. He had faith in God because the Spirit of God had spoken through him through the Levite. And when they got to the place where they were waiting for Jehoshaphat to come, we find that these people, these enemies, had begun to fight one another, and they killed each other. Not one body was left. And much to Jehoshaphat's surprise, when he saw them, he was encouraged, knowing that he had nothing to fear because God was with him. And not only that, Jehoshaphat noticed that among these dead bodies were precious jewels, and they were going to carry them away. They were loaded with riches, and it took them approximately 3 days to gather all of these jewels and the spoil and to take them back to their homeland. See, when God is with you, you have nothing to fear. When he's on your side, just begin to thank him, even though you don't know the outcome. So if we were to take all of what we have said today and say, "Well, I'm going to remember this. I have no need to fear." We can say the phrase, "If God be for us, nobody will be able to stop us." And that it embodies a profound sense of faith and resilience. And that's what we want to have. Faith in God. Faith in the higher power. This verse highlights the empowering belief that divine support can help individuals overcome any obstacle. You may not be going to battle as Jehoshaphat was, but you do have a battle to fight. This belief, deeply rooted in various religious teachings, and provides comfort, strength, and sense of purpose, will certainly be a help to us. It fosters a positive mindset and a sense of togetherness, encouraging individuals to persevere, support one another. And ultimately, it is a statement to the transformative power of faith, inspiring individuals to strive for greatness with the assurance that they are not alone on this journey. I say to you today, have no fear. God is still here. He is with you. This verse from my readings might also encourage you as we close. God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Let's keep our minds on the Lord and know there is no reason to fear. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all. Have no fear. God is with you.